Here on Information Radio Quicks and CentralMoInfo.com, we are speaking with Robin Westfall, the state librarian. We've decided we're somewhere between the travel and the sports as we're checking out Moberly Library and its renovations. First off, how does it look to you?
It looks fabulous. I started off my library director career up in Chillicothe at the Livingston County Library, and we had lots of meetings and spent a lot of time coming to the Little Dixie Library. We traveled around as librarians, and so I remember what it looked like before the remodel. And to come back and see just how open and vibrant and beautiful and more accessible, I have to say, it's easier to find what you're looking for. It's easier to find space to sit in. Computer lab area is certainly much more open. So I'm glad that I'm in the position that I really got to see the transition from what it was before to what it has become.
So as the keynote speaker, what's the focus of the speech?
What I'm going to talk about is just how libraries are more than a warehouse of books, how they really are part of this, what I would consider the social infrastructure of a society. We know what infrastructure is. We know bridges, we know buildings, we know what you think of as traditional infrastructure. But really, libraries are that, what I would consider that social infrastructure, where folks come and gather, where ideas are exchanged. And I think that has become more important in 2019 as there needs to be that place where everyone feels like they are welcome and they feel like their opinions are valued. So, yes, libraries are still, I wouldn't say book warehouses, but they still have materials, and they now have them in e-content. But I think more importantly, they are a gathering place, a community hub. And I think that that's part of what I want to talk about. And I this particular library here in Moberly, I think, epitomizes that. I see folks that are here, and they're here to use the resources. Sometimes they're just here to get. They're just here to gather. They're just here to sit for a while. They're just here to explore other ideas. And so, 2019 libraries are different, yes, but the values really are go back to some of the basic things that libraries were created.
We're talking to State Librarian Robin Westfall on regional radio at Little Dixie Regional Library in Moberly, looking at some of the renovations at the open house. When you talk about everything that you just said right there and also having seen the transition from past to present, how gratifying is it to see the library looking like this when you talk about the importance of reading from that standpoint?
You know, I have to say that this is one of my favorite parts of the job because I get to see how much communities really are supporting their library. Most times renovations don't just come about. They come about either because there's a tax levy increase or someone has made a donation to the library. What that tells me is that a community is invested in the library. So to be able to come here to Moberly and see this community today is invested in what the future is going to be of downtown and of Moberly. And so it's just very gratifying, to see that. I have to say I visit as many of the 157 library districts as I can throughout the state. And it is just such an honor to be a part of a community celebration like this. And, you know, it certainly gives me hope. I know that we libraries and library staff still have to fight that. Why is a library important in the age of Google? Why is it if I can still download my books that I need to come into the building? And so I think that this, you look at this facility and it answers that. I would be okay if you decided that you were going to just use e-resources and check everything out that way. But at least look and see what programs the Little Dixie Library is going to have or your other local library, because it's changing. I mean, the programs are there's still the traditional story times, but there are yoga programs. There are teaching folks how to can and how to sew. There are programs about personal finance, in addition to the basic computer classes and things like that. So really, libraries have really stepped up their game to be relevant and to be adaptable to what their communities need.
So you come to Moberly for the open house, look at the renovations and keynote speaking as we talked about. When you leave here, what does day-to-day, week-to-week life look like for a state librarian? You mentioned those library districts. How do you go about the job?
So the State Library in Missouri is under the Secretary of State's office. So I work for Secretary Ashcroft, who's a huge library supporter. So what I do is I'll go back and tell him some of the great things that are going on in libraries. And that's a part of the job. But really what I do is I administer both state and federal funds out to libraries to help them improve the services that they're going to offer. The other thing is that we offer guidance and training for library directors and their staff to help them to be the best librarians and libraries that they possibly can be. We help with conferences, we help with other sort of continuing education opportunities for librarians as well. We try to stay as much abreast of what trends in library service are so we can pass that down to the librarians on the ground at the front lines. And sometimes I know that I just get the phone calls, and I think it's probably because I served as a library director for 15 years, and so I've been there, I've been on the front lines, that are just, I've had a bad day, how do I deal with X? And I love doing that. I love to offer, the next day is going to be okay, and it's going to be better. It's a very much varied job. We also have the Wolfner Library for the visually impaired and blind. That's in-house in the staff library and the state library. And we also have a reference services department, which offers library service to all state employees, which is fantastic. So we try to provide as much as we can to help them on their job. So we have resources that help conservation that are going to be different than resources that help natural resources and Department of Mental Health. So we have databases, and we have things that are geared toward those folks that help them do their job better. So it's a fantastic job because there's so much variety, as you can see, in what it is that I get to do. And I get to go have cake at libraries that are having their grand openings or grand reopenings, like and birthday parties like what this is.
You had me at cake.
I know. I can't wait.
State Librarian Robin Westfall at Moberly Little Dixie Regional Library checking out the renovations, the keynote speaker as well at the open house. We appreciate your time and best of luck on your travels.
Thank you so much. Be sure and take a book before you leave today, not just a piece of cake.